You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Hello, Janvier, and everybody out there in the world. It's Brian Bourne here. I'm a Chapman stick player with a group called Rollins Cross here in Halifax, and I play with many other artists as well. And I'm glad to be talking with Janvier today. Well, I got hooked on music when I was very young. The Beatles. And Paul McCartney and his bass lines and the Beatles' great songs. And over the years, I've learned more and more about different bands and different music from all over the world. And it continues to inspire me every day hearing new music. And there's so much of it out there. There's lots of it. And I'm loving every day is a new discovery in music, I think.
Tell us about entertainment here in Halifax.
I guess the best thing to do is to just be there. A lot of it is hanging out and getting to meet people when they're on a casual basis at the gigs. A lot of it is just being there at the concerts, being at the clubs, at the events, getting to know people. There's lots of skills training at the Nova Scotia community colleges and stuff, but to meet people, it's just getting out and meeting people. It's just exactly that. Going to the events and trying to hang out, meeting other musicians, going to jam sessions, kitchen parties, any events at all. Just get to know people and get to play with different people. Everybody wants to play. So a lot of it's just hanging out. I'm basically self-taught on the instrument and on guitar. And this instrument you're talking about is a Chapman stick. It's like an electric guitar, but you tap the strings right against the fretboard instead of picking or plucking or strumming or bowing. And you tap with all your fingers, both hands. So you have dexterity of a piano player or accordion player, or a conga player, or something, two hands, or a tabla player, where it's all fingers, more like a tabla player, really, because it's that's more of a finger drum than a hand drum. But this instrument, you drum or tap your fingers against the strings to make the sound, and it has two pickups, one for the bass amp, one for the guitar amp. So some of the notes that you're tapping on the bass strings are going through the bass amp. Sounds like a bass guitar then. And some of them sound like a guitar going through a guitar amp because you're tapping smaller guitar strings on the other side of the fretboard. So it's too much fun for one person, and it's an invention that comes from California. It came out in 1973, I think. So it's a new language for fingers and strings, tapping. And tap and hold for sustain. Kind of a cross between a piano and a guitar. I've been very lucky to play with lots of great musicians on the East Coast and in Canada generally. Lots of names that people might know around here. Lenny Gallant and Mary Jane Lammon and John Campbell John and Charlie Acourt and Morgan Davis and Tom Swift, Matt Anderson, all people from around here. Out of province in Ontario, I got to work with Danny Lanois a long time ago in the 70s in Hamilton and in Toronto with lots of people, and touring all around the world, opening for bands like Procol Harum and Vanilla Fudge and Sugar Blue, and it's been very, very great to meet a lot of different people all over the place.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Oh, I think the future is bright. There's so much young talent out there. But we need a place to play, and we need more venues for opportunities for kids to play. And back in the day, we used to play six nights a week in the clubs, and a lot of it is electronic music these days. So I think the future is still bright because this town is still growing day by day. It's a lovely place to be, Nova Scotia. And I think there's so much homegrown music anyway. It's deep in the Maritimer souls, and people still play just for fun. which is a great reason to play. But we need some more venues to play at, more places to play, because we'll all end up just playing in our own kitchens if we can't play outside, you know. And we're going to play anyway, so we might as well get a crowd. And Nova Scotia audiences are among the best in the world.
Thank you. Welcome on Mucho Culture Radio.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.